Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hi, baby.
Hey.
And shout out to Anna, founder of Universal Energy Radio Media, Bangalin Incorporation. I don't know what that is. Your cousin, my good friend, for running the controls because your internet's down. Is that what happened?
Yeah, we've had bad storms. I wasn't sure if it was just my phone, but it's the internet. Internet and cable's down. So.
Oh my goodness.
Good morning, and you're welcome.
Ooh, what's that noise?
Ladies, I'm going to try to, I'm going to leave you on. I'm going to try to hang up and come back on.
Oh, I don't hear anything. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay. It could be on my end, too.
Well, yeah, it sounded like, I don't know, there's some background noise there, so I don't
know.
It
sounded weird, yeah, but it's gone. Is it gone on your end, too? I don't hear it on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that was Anna that was trying to, you know, she was talking, so she said she was going to try to call back in.
Oh, perfect. You know, and it's so funny. Anna and I have not talked one-on-one in forever.
Mm.
So it's, for whatever reason. So it's kind of funny, sometimes the way we catch up is through the show.
Yeah.
But, things are afoot. Things are, floating around in the atmosphere, certainly. So if we have any calls or anything, Anna's going to bring that to our attention, obviously, because you don't have access to the chat, the controls, or anything. I mean,
yeah, I'm lucky my phone has the one bar that it has. So.
Oh, the bar. And what did it order? Did it order a Cosmo or a margarita?
Right.
Do they have bar snacks? Happy hour?
I could use some snacks. I'm kind of hungry.
Snacks. But remember on the last show, we were talking about that I stumbled upon the love language quiz and I'm not really applying that to my romantic or whatever you want to call it, life, but more in terms of communication in my household, just communication in general, but I had an epiphany last night as I was trying to go to sleep, and sometimes I will just on Spotify, I'll search for a random playlist because people all over the world can just put playlists and you can do a search and you can end up with, somebody from Alaska that lives, in a treehouse, their playlist, and you're like, oh, wow, that's so cool. So, I did a general search term, music for sleep or whatever. So it was something like sleepy time playlist. I'm like, sounds good to me because I'm sleepy and it's time for me to go to sleep. Okay. And so some different random songs are playing. And I'm thinking about the whole, I'm hearing some static, but I think it's coming from me. Can you hear static? I hope not.
No, I don't hear you.
Okay, good. Okay, so as long as I'm hearing it, fine. So a couple songs are playing, and I'm really thinking about what we talked about on Tuesday's show, and the language, the love language that came up strongest for me was words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, I said, this has nothing to do with other people. Call it love language, call it whatever you want to call it. But words of affirmation, it's not to be appropriated or put onto someone else. It has to come from me. And if whoever you're, communicating with or you're dating or whatever the hell it is or anything else in between, it's not on them. They're not flawed because they don't speak your love language. Now, it would be nice if at the jump that they did, but that's not the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And as I come to this and I'm like, you know, it was like a Dorothy moment. Like, you know what? This has to come, the words of affirmation that I need have to come from myself. And I swear to God, when I came to that realization, and this playlist, it wasn't that great, but I, but on this playlist, I mean, they had songs from like the last, I don't know, 5, 10 years or whatever, so a little dated. But when I came to that very clear realization, the song Say Something, which is Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You, came up. And actually, that's one top 40 song that I never got sick of. I never got sick of that, and I never got sick of Despacito. Call me crazy. I never got sick of those songs. They play them to death, but I could hear them today and still appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
So in this meditative, contemplative state, and I'm hearing, say something, I'm giving up on you, I'm like, damn, this is so not about anybody, but about being in right relationship with yourself.
Mm.
You know, and that whatever is going on outside of that, it's okay. Because it's not a dead weight to impose on another person.
Mm.
And it's fine. And it literally took the weight or the heaviness out of expectation or disappointment. I'm like, nope. Nope. Whatever's going on in my dating life is over there. But the primary relationship is with myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was very, very interesting that song came with, because it just struck me, like, wow. I have to be the one in dialogue with myself or in monologue with myself.
So, I love it.
Right?
And, I love it.
Yeah. So that quiz is very helpful. And you know, so many people think, well, they have to appropriate that, you know, quote-unquote responsibility to somebody else, but you really don't. And I was speaking to a girlfriend of mine who was just kind of getting, she was getting so many mixed messages from this guy that she's been on and off again for too many years. And what he would do historically, his pattern would be all this expectation for them to get together, and then he would do something to self-sabotage it because he has too many demons going on in his mind, from what I understand. So the other day they had plans, and then he's like, well, they were supposed to meet at a certain time, and that he just kept changing things on the fly, almost that she was becoming a second-class citizen, and she was, like, waiting around. And she's like, and this is taking place in Los Angeles. So she's like, it's Corona. What am I supposed to do, drive around in my car for 3 hours until he's ready, or just whatever? And this is somebody she's known for many, many years and been off and on with. And I said, girl, I'm going to send you the link. I want you to take this quiz. And she texted me, and her love language was quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And before she came to this realization with the quiz, she said when they had their last conversation, because she ended up not getting together with him because he kept making it complicated that she had to jump through all these hoops and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She said something so viscerally and on such a primal level snapped. Now, she's been living in Los Angeles for about 30 years now. But my homegirl's from the Bronx. She's like, I got all South Bronx on him. I don't know what happened. I snapped. I said, girl, you got to take this quiz. So she took the quiz, and her love language, quality time. And she realized he's interfering or blocking that flow or triggering her because they never spend quality time. And, and again, go back to the self. The quality time needs to start with yourself. The words of affirmation, in my case, has to start with myself. Because it's not giving up on other people. It's not giving up on yourself.
Right.
Found it fascinating.
No, and I agree because that's my love language is quality time.
Oh,
and,
is it? Look at you, girl.
Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, like the last few years after getting out of doing stuff for so many people, like being able to just do what I need to do has been necessary. Like I've needed this time to not have one more thing I've got to do. You know, like, whoa, here's
right.
one more
right.
relationship I have to, you know, because I'll do it. I will want to put my all into it.
Right.
And then I realize that I you know, I haven't rested well or, you know,
right.
or there's just, I have my calendar's full and I've had a chance now to really appreciate, you know, me calling the shots and
yes.
taking ownership for my own time.
Right.
And being good with that, being, you know, being happy with, you know, not having so much stuff to do and, finding ways where just being still, I can really appreciate it. You know, I can appreciate just being, and that was wonderful for
yes.
me. So for you to say that really ties it all in. I'm like, yeah.
Does it though? Yes. Yeah. Full circle moment on the lowest effect as one does. Right.
Well, Anna just said that we have a hand raised.
Okay.
Anna, I mean, just go ahead and interrupt and just let us know.
Yeah, jump in, girl. I miss you.
No, I love this conversation because I took the quiz and mine is acts of service. So
of course it is.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense.
Yeah, and so so now I'm doing things too. I mean, I'm still helping other people, but I'm actually serving myself. I'm taking time.
Yes.
Same thing, taking time for myself, serving myself.
Good.
It's a big aha when you figure it out. It's not about
right.
what other people can give you,
right.
you know, in that act of service, even though when someone does do something, and that's a weird thing too, like when someone actually mirrors your actions,
right.
like they're actually serving you, they're doing something for you, you're like, whoa. I mean, I was like, whoa, wait a second. But then it's like, oh, wait, I enjoy this. This is nice that someone actually
right. Hello.
Does something for
right.
me. They're
right.
showing it. Yeah, we do have a hand raised. So,
okay, we'll take the call.
I thought we'd
then
go
we'll
ahead.
Come back to you.
Okay,
but
let's
I
take
love
the call.
You. I miss you. Yay.
I love you, too. We'll talk some more. Yeah, area code 570. You're on the air with Liz and Alisa.
Hi, my name is Kayla. I was just calling in today for just a general message, I guess, basically,
sure.
whatever my
oh,
spirit
we'll pull,
guides
we'll pull
let
something
me know.
For you. Let me just pull up the database of messages. Stand by.
Yay.
Where is it? Loading. Okay, so you've called us before for messages, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I believe so.
Okay, so how it works real quick is you're going to hear some whimsical salsa music. And just take a couple of seconds just to take a couple of breaths. And when you're ready, don't take a long time, just a few seconds. Please say the word pick, and then I'm going to tell you what message you picked for yourself because you're going to pick the message. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, stand by. I'm ready, guys.
Pick.
Yes. Okay, so, Alisa, the number associated with this message is 9-1. 2. Again, that's 912. And here's your message. Allow your disappointments of the past or in others remain in the past, as this is an indirect judgment serving no one while suppressing love. This just ties into what we're talking about. I'll say it again. Allow your disappointments of the past or in others. And I'm going to throw in another word into this message. And I can't because I wrote these messages. Allow your disappointments or expectations of the past or in others. Remain in the past, as this is an indirect judgment serving no one while suppressing love. 912.
Wow. Well, the message number is the 912. 9 has to deal with the bigger picture. It's also about letting go. And using those two phrases, like it's about the big picture and about letting go. It's just so you can free yourself up to see everything instead of being so focused on usually what's not there. Tends to be what we look at, what we wish we had. So this 912, that beginning number is a 9. It's like let it go, like, you know, trust the universe, let it go. The bigger picture, you just have to look around and see all that you have already accomplished, all that you already have that's within you. And that 1 is also the center number, and that's you. That's the self and the direction you want to take. And then the 2 ends it with this this bridging of understanding between self and higher self, and then also self and others. So this allows you to understand and connect with other people without the heaviness that comes with, you know, really wanting something to happen, but you can only be in charge of you, not somebody else. But this allows you to meet people for where they are and let that energy flow just naturally wherever they are. And some people may have some issues, but if they're, you know, in your path and in your environment, there's a reason for that. And whether it's to address something within yourself, or maybe you're there to help them as a beacon of light, that's, you know, it's usually a combination of all of that. But a lovely message for all of
us.
Thank
you actually. Very much.
Yes, I hope that gives you clarity and some insight for whatever's going on.
Yes, it does.
All right, girl. Well, thank you so
you.
Much for calling. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, I just knew energetically she's like, that's my message. I need to go bye. I just knew it. Yay. Okay, just feel that. which is wonderful. Love that. Yeah.
We have another.
Oh, well, let's do it.
Okay.
Working all the time. Living.
519 with Liz and Elisa.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, it's just Jennifer.
Jen. It's not just Jennifer.
Just Jen.
No, that should be her TV sitcom. Wah, wah, wah. It's just Jen. I have to acknowledge you because I was feeling all types of things on Tuesday's show, and as a mom of a feisty teenage boy, and I don't know if Anna heard the show, but I was saying, couldn't just Jeremiah have a little bit of what Jaden got? Anyway, I was actually a little envious. Like, can we just swap kids for a second? Thank you, because it's just so much drama. And I have to thank you, Jen, for your comments in the chat. They actually comforted me. So thank you. Anyway, so how are you?
I'm good, and you know what? I'll give you one, not the one in question, but I have 3. So you can go youngest, oldest, either one. They're both pretty good.
Right, but you always have that one. Right. You always
have
that
Jeremiah.
One. I'm sorry?
I'll take Jeremiah because I think sometimes kids are better with their non-parent. I bet you he'd be a saint at my house.
Oh, he would be because everybody says that. Oh, your son. Oh, he's so. I always get that. Oh, you did such a good job. I'm like, are we talking about? Hello, excuse me. Have we met? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll do an exchange. It could be like some international U.S. Canadian type of situation.
Oh yeah, and we can put it on TV too.
Yeah, we'll do it.
There you go.
Why not?
Kid swap.
That's funny. Kid swap. They probably haven't done it because of the child labor laws. Seriously, because that's actually a thing. So in casting, we always love it when if we're casting a younger role, we always there's a saying goes TPY. If you see 18 TPY, it means 18 to play younger. So the actor looks younger, sounds younger, but they're of legal age. So we always look for that because there's a because after 3 days you have to have a teacher on set. It's a whole complicated thing. But yeah, that's probably why. But then again, with Super Nanny, she shuts it down. But they haven't done a kid swap. I don't know what the reason is. But anyway, it's a brilliant. You're full
you
of brilliant ideas. Brilliant idea. Anyway, what's going on, baby?
Well, I would like a card picked as well. I just one day I will tell you about the whole adventures of the other.
Oh yeah,
across the street.
Oh
yeah,
okay.
Right.
When they got on the plane, that is like Home Alone realness. Crazy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before just because I'm curious. Before you pick your message, Jen.
Yeah.
Did you take your trip yet, or are you quarantined now, or you're about to take your trip?
I'm quarantined now. I took my
trip
already. I left last Friday, so I'm in day four of quarantine.
And
wow.
Worth every minute, because I know she's like,
it was
worth. I know it was. Have we met? Because this is what I do. Yeah, I know it was. Okay, great. Yay. All right, so stand by for your message. I'm glad it was worth it. I knew it was.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay,
here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Interesting. The number with this message is not that different from our last caller, 910.
No way.
Why do you say that?
It's two away.
Oh, I say two away. I thought you said no way. But this is so interesting, knowing this little bit of information that you just got back from your trip. So listen to this, because you picked
all
it.
Right.
The energetic charge of abrupt change or shock propels you into a dreamlike state when resistance is converted into awareness to receive. So it's a little bit of shock. That girl that you went, you know, you had a little liaison, that's an abrupt change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it can put you into a dreamlike state, red afterglow. Oops, did I say that? Yes, I did. Okay. The energetic, girl, I don't know where you live. The energetic charge of abrupt change or shock propels you into a dreamlike state when resistance is converted into awareness to receive. 910.
I love it.
Yeah.
So we start off with the same two numbers, right? The 9 and the 1. Again, bigger picture, the letting go, the bigger picture, meeting people where they are or going to wherever you need to meet. And then and then that 1, again, you, the central figure in that, because it is about you. But it's about you in the world. It's about you and everything else. And then that 0 is kind of like the blessing, like the God source around all of it. It's not quite the 9. You know, it's similar energy, but it's actually more encompassing because it has everything and nothing. And even if you look at that number, the numbers, it's 9 and 1, from 1 to 9. It covers everything. And that 0 is like, no, really, it covers everything. So it's not just this situation, but any time you can just receive. And sometimes when people deal with the number 9, like I have a friend of mine who just is afraid of the 9, has this thing about the 9 because so many things happen, you know. It is a big changer, because if you're not ready for it, if you're not aware, then it feels like things are being taken away from you because you're not ready to let go. But when you are in that state of awareness and you're just like, no, this is cool, you know, this is I'm good where I am. Oh, you've got to go. Okay, bye. Or if it's just even a change in mindset, and when you're ready for it, you're not even thinking about it anymore. You're done. Like, you just let it go and you're on to the next thing. You're very present. You're not stuck in the past, or you're not stuck or fearful of the future. You just are. And that's the beauty of that message and of being in that state, because your awareness and all the work you've been doing, all that inner work, all the spiritual work, helps you at any moment to just be. And even if it's, even if it's traumatic, which doesn't have to be, but a lot of times that's the only time people do take a moment to pause out of their automated everyday life, and they're like, oh. Or they make themselves so sick they have to take a vacation, which is just known as being sick. But that's like that's their only time to do this. So this is a different way of receiving the benefits and the blessings and to see them as such versus, you know, being forced to because you can't hold on to it anymore. So I like it. There's a lot of power in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the zero is the fool in the tarot deck, which is one of my, which is my favorite card.
So. I love that.
Yeah. Because there's more to, it seems very simple, but there's more complex than you think. It's just that in the package of it, it actually, stuff is pretty simple. Doesn't mean it's easy, but it's simple. if you can mm-hmm. be in the mindset to either receive or do or whatever you need to do. The fool is a different type of wisdom. It's really cool.
Very, very, very cool. And I love it. You know, you do your thing, and then you go to America, and then because you went to America, you come back to Canada. You go back to Canada, and you get to. Be in that afterglow for 2 weeks because you have to respect the quarantine. And I know in mm-hmm. Canada, it's no joke. It's like you can't leave your house.
Oh, no, yeah. It's
really strict over there.
In front of your house sometimes. They call you. You leave the house. There's a huge fine. So I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what good old, you know, not literally, but in terms of national mandates to control the virus, which Canada has done a much better job than America, to put in those impactful measures, and you do that. But you know, yesterday I went for the first time for rapid testing. Now I was tested for corona for the first and only time in June. But it's incredible how the passing months, how things have accelerated. Back then, it took like 5 or 6 days to get my results. And because I'm shooting on Monday in Philly just for the day, I had to get a corona test, but I got a rapid test. And what I did not know, so if you go for the rapid tests, they don't swab one nostril, they swab both. And I'm like, tell me I'm pretty and give me a drink because my love language is worth of affirmation. Thank you, doctor. Tell me I'm pretty before you put that, before you give my nostril a pap smear because, oh, my God, because it goes way up there. Negative. Got the results in an hour. I mean, look at that progress from June to now. But if you ask for an express test, it's both now. I mean, worth it because it's quick. But yeah, very interesting. But yeah, tell your patients, you know, that you want to take them out for drinks after or something. Okay. But they don't enforce the quarantine here like they do in Canada. And I'm guessing. But Jen, I would imagine that as a country, Canada has it pretty together in terms of the numbers, I would imagine, right?
Oh, we've got, like, there's no one in our hospital right now with it.
Oh, my God. See, you guys.
Wow.
We've always were like, as I said the last show, they're funnier, they're nicer, they got the socialized medicine. This is why 4 years ago when Trump won, the internet broke because all of these very intelligent Americans were like, how do I move to Canada? Right. And and depending on the outcome, God forbid, but depending on the outcome, that might happen again. But I'm very impressed with all the early voting, like last we talked about on Tuesday as well. But see, Canada, see, this is why we really respect and admire Canada a lot, because they got their act together. So good for you. Anyway,
Texas, they don't believe in social distancing or masks.
Well, you went there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where she had to get. Yeah, that's where I took pictures.
I'm like, wow, you know, it's like there's no virus here.
No, and that's insane. And it's such a disregard. It's such a FU, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's this arrogance. But I'm curious if you don't mind sharing, and if you do mind, my apologies, but I'm just curious. So you're coming from Canada. Your
mm-hmm.
friend is coming from Michigan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So how did, is like Texas like a halfway point? Because I'm terrible with geography. So Texas being a hot spot, but I guess you guys think the whole United States is a hot spot, so it doesn't matter? Or how do you look at it?
That was basically it.
It's like it doesn't matter. Pick a state, any state, because it's America, and pretty much any place
well,
can be a hot spot.
He wanted to go to Big Sur, but then I thought about forest fires. But in mm-hmm. retrospect, he said, you know, in retrospect, would you have come here if you knew what it was like here? I said, no.
Oh, what, to Texas?
Yeah.
I would not have gone to Texas. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I thought San Antonio, you know, it's nice. It's not that big. Well, it's got a huge population. But
you
know what?
Texas.
It was clean. It's still Texas.
It's
but
still Texas.
It wasn't.
Right.
Yeah, there were parts that were just teeming with people. At night, you know, there was a lot of disregard, but I wasn't out too much at night. So,
in hindsight,
Big Sur would have been a better choice.
Yeah, yeah, and it's interesting because when I was in Albuquerque a couple weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, right after I came back, it became a hot spot again. And I'm like, oh, my God, I just, like, made it. But when we would take walks in the morning, I would say to my friend Teresa, I'm like, is somebody like, oh, somebody like a wood-burning stove? She goes, no, girl, that's the fires in California. I'm like, are you kidding me? They could smell them in New Mexico. So we
well,
could smell
you
them
know
in the
what?
Morning.
Then it's good I didn't go there.
That's what I'm saying. It's good. That's my
yeah.
point. It's good that you didn't, but, you know, wherever you are, it's just being present and being mindful and quarantining, because the whole country, according to Canada, is a hot spot. So I can see why, you know, you're like, well, I just have to be careful. And then how was it on the – so when you flew from Canada, did you have a connecting flight or did you fly direct?
Toronto, Detroit, San Antonio.
Oh, because you guys linked up in Detroit.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting. And I don't know from Michigan what their numbers are like.
Oh, they're bad now, too. But
they're bad?
I was speaking with someone who is kind of intimate with the hospitals there,
mm-hmm.
and they're treating everyone's testing, and they're treating the hospitals like a hotel. So with most of the corona, you can stay home and recover, you know, just
right.
isolate and recover.
Right.
But the minute someone gets a positive test, they check themselves into the hospital. Because you don't have socialized medicine, the hospitals
right.
are looking to make some money on the surgeries they haven't been doing for the last 9 months.
Oh, my
so
God.
So they just check people in and just, you know, bill the insurance companies. So it's basically like a hotel for a cold. So it's, you know, you should have socialized medicine. All I'm saying is it would be an overhaul.
We should.
And I can see why presidents don't want to do it, because of the work, that it would be a lot of work at first. But overall, it makes way more sense.
Of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it does. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. And that doesn't surprise me, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it is big business.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it was worth it, and that, you know, this is a new connection in terms of seeing each other in person. You don't really see each other in person often, right? I don't know if this
nope.
is the second time, or it's been multiple times. Second time that I'm aware
yeah.
of, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Second time, yep.
Yeah, and good for you, and to have a bright spot during Corona
mm-hmm.
is lovely, but without putting expectations on, you know, you need to speak my love language. Right?
Right. Yeah.
I think that's very, 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 very interesting. But, yeah, and listen, and you're quarantined, and they do it right in Canada, so no harm, no foul.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a wonderful time. I mean, I knew you would, so I'm glad you had a great time. I'm happy for you.
All right, we'll do the kids swap once you get the show running.
Okay, I'm on it. All right, my people will talk to your people. All right, honey, stay safe, stay healthy, and I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
All right, take care, girl. You too.
That's funny.
Yep. And that she's in a, I can't call, I don't know what it is. I can't call it a situationship. It could be much more than that with this guy. But, you know, to meet, however they met, I'm guessing virtually. I don't know 100%. I'm guessing virtually since they only saw each other twice. But to be in a situation, why not? Jump on a plane, get all excited, you know, jet setting, running into a hot spot and running away from that hot spot and go to Canada where they know how to do it is good. And I guess people flying into Canada have to be, yes, I actually know that when people come to Toronto to shoot or whatever, they have to be quarantined 2 weeks before they can even go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So very interesting. Anyway, we love her.
You ready for another one?
Oh, yes. Oh,
sure.
We're just working. Okay.
You're working it this morning, girl.
We're working it. Work it, work it, work it.
All right. So, area code 912. You're on the air with Liz and Elisa.
Good morning.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
It's Contessa.
Tessa.
Hey.
Hello. What's your love language?
Hey, you guys. How you doing? physical touch. Affirmation.
Yep.
I'm trying to go in order. What happened? Like, what I need. Physical touch, affirmations. A little gift. And you know what? We were just talking about it. Like, people think when you say gifts, like, you want them to run out and buy, like, extravagant diamonds.
No, give me
or
a cupcake.
Like that. Like,
it's not that deep.
A cupcake.
Right.
You know, a cupcake or a card to say you appreciate me.
Thank
or, you know, little things like that. You know, I guess that's part of the reason why I'm calling, just some clarification, because this week has just been like everything else in my life has seemed to be on the up and up except for my love life. Like,
of course,
I don't know
always,
how that
there's always something. what did you just say?
I just really want some peace around that situation. Like,
okay.
Just some clarification.
Well, let's get clear about what needs to be clear.
Okay.
Okay, because you're sort of, you know, going around a circle here, and that's totally fine. So, I already feel that you want to protect your physical health. That you've been, I guess with the yoga and everything, you've been so attuned to the body-mind-spirit connection. And then when it comes to this, it's almost affecting you, like, in your solar plexus, like, in your core. And I'm also getting that there's potential for a little gastric distress. I don't know if that's happened yet, but I'm feeling that if have you had
like
any
diarrhea,
any issue with digestion or anything like that? Any issue?
Not
digestion.
I didn't say
diarrhea. I said gastric distress. What'd you say?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If it's gastric distress, that's more like I don't know. I know for like a couple months, like diarrhea, like I was just like my stomach was just I don't know, like I was just.
Girl, hello. Thank you.
Right.
Hello. We're talking about the same thing. Don't make me work harder than I have to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yes. And around, I'm picking up on that. So around the time that this stomach discomfort was going on, were you involved with the person in question?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So there is a connection, okay? How is your stomach health, like, today, this week, whatever? How is it?
I'm fine. Like, I don't have those issues I had. I don't have those anymore.
Good. Okay, good. So, good. That's good. Okay. So on an unconscious level, you worked through some things, but there was a trigger from being with this person that affected some very deep issues. So I'm very happy and relieved to hear that you've moved through that discomfort. But at the time that you were feeling the discomfort and you were involved with this person, was there a shift in the relationship? Or
it was.
Okay. And thank you. No, because I'm feeling it. So, and what happened? What was the shift during that time?
It was just basically like a bunch of, like, half-truths. Like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
It was, like, deceitful.
Yep.
Kind of like,
yep.
Those stuff. It was kind of like a situation, like, throw it on my plate, and I just, you know, I just either deal with it or I'm too immature to deal with it type situation. Like, oh, this is what it is. Like, you're too immature to deal with it. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
right.
Sort of like a bunch of, like, manipulation around this situation.
Yep. Yeah.
In
it
my
was a, yeah. What I'm getting is a violation of trust.
Mm-hmm.
And also manipulation. And it was too much for you to digest. So that's why, right? You weren't able to process
mm-hmm.
or digest, right? Because it was like a shitstorm, literally, of things just that you were being inundated with. But it's manipulation because you were made wrong for feeling to your very early childhood. I don't know this, but this is the energy I'm getting. This goes back to your early childhood, where figures and authority made you wrong for feeling, seeing, being emotionally empathetic, being hypersensitive, whatever it is, being the spiritual person that you've always been. But now as a grown woman, it's being played out where now you have that dominion and you have that power of choice. But this is all to kind of gaslight the situation and to deflect, to make you wrong or to make you feel less than.
And this is so crazy you saying that, because I spoke about that with my therapist like a couple weeks ago, just like just people making me feel bad for, like,
being who you are,
being me.
Yeah.
Like
honey,
I don't know, just people, just like the childhood wounds and stuff like that, how I really play out in my life now. And and I never really put that together as to
right.
why that situation just bothered me so much, you know.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Because it really did, like, for a couple weeks, like a month, like, it really just had me, like, sick. Like, I just could not get past it. Like, but.
Right.
I can see now, like, with the solar plexus and stuff and all that, so.
Yeah, no, let's take a breath. Let's just take a breath. Just slow breath. And I know you know, because you're a yogi now, so I know you know how to breathe. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just close your eyes, and if you can take a free hand and just put it anywhere that's where it lands on your abdomen, wherever it lands is the right place. Don't think about it. Don't think about anything. Just take that breath. And there's this beautiful serenity. I'm getting like a blue-green kind of turquoise type of situation. I don't know why turquoise is coming in. And I know that color is associated with the throat and with communication. But I'm just getting that beautiful, I don't know if you have any turquoise jewelry. I'm just very drawn to turquoise, so I'm just going with that. And I also feel like our Lois, who we named the show after, that she's kind of in my ear a little bit, with this. Not quite psychic surgery by any stretch of the imagination, but it's almost like I'm energetically following her lead because I feel her presence here. And the acronym, yes, we changed the name of the show to honor Elisa's mentor because I don't know her, Lois Grant, but also for the acronym, love originates in self. So if we claim that all love originates in the source that is you, and let's just imagine a beautiful turquoise healing light just being flooded by that, so much so that that light's so powerful that by the value and the frequency and the intensity of the light, that's what's going to dissolve the cords. Now, it's interesting, a lot of workers will call in Archangel Michael with the mighty sword to cut the cords, and that's fine. But in this case, that's not the directions I'm getting. The directions I'm getting is to imagine this light wave frequency absorbing, because you've gotten the lesson. It's a full circle moment. It's a full circle moment. And whenever you meditate, focus on your core, focus on that turquoise light, bathe this person in question in turquoise light, and like how we started the show talking about, well, we always appropriate the love language to people outside of ourselves, it's what we need to listen to. So give yourself words of affirmation, and I want you to start, and it could just be as simple as you getting yourself a cup of chai someplace. Give yourself little gifts. Whenever you feel a little blue, and I say that on purpose, I love it, such an old-fashioned way to talk about sadness, but it ties into the frequency of the turquoise energy. But this is some powerful healing, and we thank this person to provoke the healing, to be the catalyst for the healing, because he's really not that important. He's impactful. Girl, he's impactful, but he's not important. See the difference? So thank you for making an impact. I'm grateful for the impact, but I'm a little more important than all of this mess.
Yes.
And there you go. So just take another deep breath. Close your eyes, please. Keep that hand on your stomach. Take one more. Slowly open your eyes. All right. And there's no right or wrong answer, but how do you feel?
I feel better. Like, honestly, good. I just put some stuff, like, clicked it all together for me. It really did. Thank you so much.
Well, that's what we do, Yogi. And remember, and I don't know, because what does the word yogi mean? Like, if you could translate that word yogi, what would that mean?
I guess when I explain that to people, and because a lot of people, when they ask me about yogi, they think it's just like when you finally get to the finish line, but it's really as soon as you want to practice yoga, you are a yogi, like you are a student. You are a student of life, in layman's terms.
There
like,
you
you're
go.
A student of life. Everything around you kind of comes, like our conversation right now, like connecting this to something that happened to me when I was a kid. Everything comes full circle, and you kind of, you know.
Right.
I don't know, just realize that everything is connected.
Right. And I love what you said, because it's true for all of us. We're all students of life, you know, and it's very interesting. And that's a minority. That's a very small minority. I say 3-5% of the population, and that might even be a high statistic. But most people, it's the eat, work, entertain, sleep cycle. That's life. Those four things. That's it. Right?
It's so much more.
It's so much more. You know, that it's like, yeah, your relationships. You have to nurture yourself. You have to work. You have to sleep. You have to be entertained. Five things, because we'll throw in family, relationships, whatever. Those five things. And for most people, that's plenty. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that there's so much more to that. That's just what's going on the surface. And I would guess. Go ahead.
I would just say that's where I'm kind of at. Like, I just know it's so much more than just waking up in the morning, you know, work, you know, trying to get through the day and going to bed. Like, I just
exactly.
I feel that. Like, it's so much more.
Right.
And so, and it's a lot of people who don't have that mindset, kind of like life is over
don't.
And all the stuff we're doing. So
most people don't, especially in America, most people don't. And with this person that has triggered or provoked or been the catalyst, right, made the impact, thank you, we're grateful. Would you guess or would it be safe to say that this guy, this person, was of that ilk? Of the
Oh, my God.
Okay, then. Well, then. then
anything
then,
that dealt with, like, progress or motivation or anything dealing with life in the future, think about the future, was like, oh, it's over. You see everything falling apart. We got corona. It's just like everything was evidence
right.
as to why
All right.
life is like.
Well,
sucks.
Have another question then. What's the benefit for you? What's the positive influence for you? What's the gain from you?
Honestly, like, and this is all something like this is all coming ahead like between yesterday and today, like nothing. Because, you know, I guess when I heard you talking about compassion and stuff earlier, and I was just thinking, like, I used to want to be compassionate towards him because he was going through something.
Right.
But after a while, I'm like, when I'm leaving you, I'm energetically like, ugh. Or
right.
I don't know, when I think of you, good thoughts don't come up all the time. So I start questioning
right.
that as of lately, and
right.
that's where our rift has been coming up because
that's
I've been kind of
right.
like,
Right, and where it comes to, and we're not going to get graphic, we're just going to very, very respectfully touch on this, okay? So don't, I got you.
It's fine.
I got you in a very respectful way because I could still make the point without going there. And then when it comes to intimacy, you know, when you're wired the way we're wired, it's a very different experience, right? And
yes.
and there will be that connection that can only be gotten from interacting with another person in that intimate form of communication. But at the end of the day, you might have a better situation on your own.
I agree.
I know you know what I'm saying,
like,
girl.
Everything that you just touched on is just like clear confirmation. So it's
right.
just like, because in that right there, we're on two different pages in that intricacy book. Like, we're
right.
not even on the same page.
No,
so,
it doesn't
yeah.
even register. You're like, is this Cirque du Soleil or tell me I'm pretty? Thank you. Right. Am I a pretzel or do you think I'm cute? Right. So what's the point? And if it feels kind of hollow, you know, then it's hollow. Last question. How long has this connection existed with this person?
Me and him started dating around the end of January, beginning
of
February,
time.
Something like that. Yeah, so it's been a while, like, but the craziness didn't start happening until, like, this summer, like, late summer, going into, like, August or something like that. So,
yeah,
we just, but the offness I could feel, and honestly, I just thought the offness between me and him was because he was going through something, like, he completely, like, when the pandemic started, like a lot of us did, he just completely checked out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He went straight
it,
to
a
mad
lot of people
and
can't handle it. No, it can. You can see from one day to the next, like this has really rocked all of our worlds. But you could see where people could barely hold it together pre-corona, and then now,
Oh no,
it's yeah.
Like so,
yeah.
And honestly, and I'm not trying to, you know. But I think about all I went through since I started calling this show up until now. And I'm not saying Corona is not, like, terrible, but the hell that I was in my head years ago.
Oh, girl, we were there.
Nothing.
We were.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I be trying to be there for him because, like I said, I know what it feels like to be depressed. But after a while, when you start feeling unappreciated, you know, taken advantage of and all
right,
that stuff right there, you just be like, okay,
enough is enough.
So
right. You're very clear with your value. So yeah. You got this. So whatever choice you make in this situation, but no one should ever make you feel wrong for being you. Because you would never do that to somebody else.
No.
I'm just curious, Elisa or Anna, if there's anything that you want to add to this, because I think this applies to so many of us when we're in situations with people and all of a sudden they go left.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, no, everything you're saying makes sense. And when you've done the sort of work that you've been doing, Tessa, I think it makes sense that you felt like, oh, I can give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to reach out to him, you know, and try to help. But I think it ends up being if he's not on that same level or even aspires to be on that same level, then you're going to, you know, you grow at different, everyone grows at different rates. But sometimes there's a little bit of an overlap and you can at least see, you know, where it's headed. And if it's such a different perspective, then that's why it feels like you're being weighted down, because in a sense you almost have to get down to his level because you feel like that's the only way, or that's just how it turns out, because he's not going to be raising his vibration in the same, you know, conversation. So I feel for you because it's not easy, but yet it's also, when it gets as clear as it does right now, you're like, oh, okay. Like, you're at least, you know what you need to do for you. And and you can kind of see, well, you know, you can decide to try other things, or you know, you have plenty of options. The main thing has to be that you are taking care of you and that you are acknowledging it. I think that's probably why that turquoise is coming up. You know, he has issues probably speaking his truth or just speaking truthfully. So this is about you continuing to speak your truth for you, to you. And that will be as clear as anything. So anyone who wants to be in your presence has to meet these standards. You know, that vibration has to be the right vibration. Otherwise, they'll fall away, or you'll just decide, you know, this is not my thing. And you'll get better at that kind of thing because you know more of who you are. I mean, you know who you are. And when you get tired of trying to contort yourself into being whatever you think that other person needs, even if they didn't ask for it, even if they don't even know what they want, they don't even know who they are, that's when you start making some very different decisions that honor who you are always. And that's where that power is. It's where you've always had it. But to see it play out and to not feel guilty or responsible for somebody else in that way, that's really freeing. And that's liberation. Ooh. And that's power.
Yes, because in our argument, we basically had an argument yesterday, and just the end part you said, feeling free, he was like, oh, you're only hurting yourself in the end. I was like, I feel awesome right now. I don't know about you. But just saying no to you right now feels, like, amazing. I don't feel bad at all right now. And it was like, so I just, it does feel, it feels freeing to be able to go, okay, no, it may not be the easiest choice, but
right.
I don't know, it does feel good.
It's interesting because he's playing that fear card, like, well, you know, it won't be like this, you know, with everybody else. You're like, I hope not. It better not be like that with anybody else, you know? Like, I love you. You just answered your own question. You stated it. It wasn't even a question. You knew. Like, no, I feel awesome.
Yes, like he loves to pull that card.
He can't argue that because it's how you feel. And he can't tell you how you're supposed to feel or how you're going to feel or any of that. It's not going to stick. And that's him being fearful because he knows it's not going to stick.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm happy.
So glad I called and talked to you guys because y'all just, you know, kind of pulled it all together for me. Because it was such a, I don't know, it's that one, the few residual lessons with in a chapter, not say that I'm done completely, but it just really, you know, I just never really thought about, like, authority figures from when I was younger, about my feelings and stuff, and why he triggers me so much in that department. Like, and when I sit and think about it, it's like, okay, Tessa, that's why. So,
if you think of him as a, it's for your, like, he showed up for your growth and expansion. So you appreciate him in that sense and understand that your energy, as you grow and expand, you're choosing to grow and expand, and he's not. So at some point, you're going to separate. And it does, or if you come back together, it's like you said, you guys argue. It doesn't feel good because energetically you're not matching up. And look at him as someone here doing on his journey, doing the best that he can. And he's here for you. He showed up for you to push you to your next level. So in that's appreciation. That's gratitude. And if you look at him from a place of that versus a place of, oh, my God, you're irritating me, you know, think of the feeling, the energy that you can actually cover him in and perhaps help him so that he can move on his journey as well because you showed up for him as well. You're being the example of how to live your life and not get so freaked out in the pandemic and, you know, whatever else is coming in there. And he sees you and it's like, you're missing out. Well, no, I'm not missing out because I'm observing you and I'm observing what I don't want to be around all the time. I'm observing your actions. I'm observing how it makes me feel. And I'm choosing a better feeling thought or a better feeling way. So, you know, when you see him or talk to him, just know that, you know, he's here for you. So that's the appreciation and the gratitude that comes in. So anyway, all right, that's my bit. Love you, ladies.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I don't know if Liz is on or not. Is she? I don't have my.
Okay. Well, and just before I get off, like the color blue, I made me some blue weight the other day. So I really think that's the energy really coming in, like blue and turquoise. So I appreciate you ladies.
Love it. Thank you so much for your insight. Thank you, Tessa. It's always good to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing well and you're strong. You're always strong.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Take care.
Right. You too.
So Anna, Liz had to call in on her cell phone, so it may be a different number that's on the control panel.
I've got Liz, her call drops, so she's calling in from her cell phone. So,
yeah.
Liz, are you here?
Yeah,
hello,
can you hear
hello.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there she
there
is.
Okay, so I'll just, so I heard everything, yay, okay. Yeah, Blog Talk just likes to throw me off on one phone, then I have to scramble, switch to another phone. But, yeah, that was great, you guys. Love you, Tessa, love everybody, and we'll just sign off. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. I believe Daylight Savings is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun. Whatever. And take care of each other. Stay safe. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.